Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 8th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and science. But first, you'll be interested to know, today is International Women's Day. Hooray for women! The day focuses on empowering women and showing appreciation for all that they have accomplished. And now that we know, you know what it's time for. That's right, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday brings a cleanup in surf conditions with a fresh northwest swell mix declining throughout the day. Expect varying conditions from waist to head high early, becoming more rideable as the tide drops. Wind shift from light east-southeast to moderate west-northwest, influencing afternoon surf quality. The weekend sees continued northwest swells with occasional fun corners, especially with a new south-southwest swell rolling in. Early next week, small to fun-size waves are forecasted, thanks to active storms in the Gulf of Alaska. Friday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 3 to 4 feet for the morning, then tapering off in size quickly. Best time to ride is before 10 a.m., and there's not much hope after that. Get out there for dawn patrol and catch the incoming high tide. You'll get a nice western swell that's 4.5 feet at 10 seconds, with 3 mile per hour offshore wind. Nice. The first high tide Friday will be 6 feet at 7 a.m., with a -1.5 foot low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and 52 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:52 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:05. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day with a high near 61 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 53. This weekend into Monday, enjoy mostly sunny days with highs around 62 degrees and light winds shifting northwest. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. No rain, sang. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boundless Bio, a San Diego-based biotech startup, has filed to go public, marking the first life science IPO in the city this year. After a venture capital surge in 2021, the U.S. market has slowed, facing challenges like high interest rates and supply chain issues. Yet recent trends show a selective uptick in deal-making. Boundless Bio specializes in developing cancer therapies targeting DNA, linked to certain cancers with a novel approach to prevent cell mutation into tumors. The company's focus is on hard-to-treat, oncogene-amplified tumors, offering hope to patients not responding to existing treatments. With a pipeline of 3 cancer drugs, a diagnostic test, and a proprietary platform, Boundless Bio aims to address unmet needs in cancer treatment. Despite not disclosing share price or stock amount, it plans to trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker BOLD. Now on to sports. Jake Paul is set to fight boxing legend Mike Tyson in a highly anticipated match in Texas this July, marking a significant moment in crossover boxing events. Despite Mike Tyson's last professional fight being almost 20 years ago, the 57-year-old will face a much younger opponent in Paul, who has quickly become one of boxing's most talked-about figures. Paul, with a 9-1 record, rose to fame in the boxing world after a viral knockout of Nate Robinson, and now aims to test his skills against Tyson, who was once dubbed the baddest man on the planet. This event, described by Paul as potentially the biggest fight in history, showcases his ambition to become a world champion and will be streamed live on Netflix, leveraging the platform's massive reach. No b-ball in Southern California last night. But tonight, the Lakers are at home taking on the Bucks, and Saturday afternoon, the Clippers are at home playing the Bulls. Last night in National Hockey, the Kings at home beat the Senators 4-3. And tonight, the Ducks are at home skating against the Dallas Stars. In top news, Bitcoin has surged to a new all-time high, buoyed by recent ETFs endorsements, despite its inherent risks, including the possibility of Satoshi Nakamoto, its enigmatic creator, returning. Satoshi, who vanished after 2011, controls a vast number of early Bitcoin wallets, amounting to over 1 million Bitcoins, according to Chainalysis. Speculations about Satoshi's return have reignited, fueled by a mysterious $1.2 million deposit into one of their wallets and a UK trial seeking to uncover their identity. The debate over Satoshi's identity persists, with some believing in the involvement of libertarian Nick Szabo and cryptographer Hal Finney in Bitcoin's creation. The likelihood of Satoshi revealing themselves is slim, given their ideological commitment to Bitcoin's decentralization and the practical dangers of coming forward. Concerns also center on what would happen to Satoshi's $75 billion fortune upon their death, raising questions about market impact and the potential for a dead man switch. Experts argue that, while a mass sell-off by Satoshi could disrupt the market, Bitcoin's resilience and increased decentralization would ultimately strengthen it. In business news, the S&P 500 achieved its 16th record high this year, signaling optimism on Wall Street, buoyed by the prospect of eased interest rates. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's hint at potential rate cuts later this year has fueled investor enthusiasm, despite the Fed's cautious approach to inflation data. This potential monetary policy shift comes after criticism of the Fed's delayed response to rising inflation, with discussions focusing on the timing of rate reductions to avoid economic slowdown. Recent reports suggesting a reduction in inflationary pressures and improvements in worker productivity have contributed to a positive outlook, influencing Treasury yields and stock market dynamics. In the job market, a forthcoming report is anticipated to reflect a balance between a robust employment sector and conditions favorable for the Fed's rate cut considerations. Corporate earnings, notably Kroger's surprising profit, and NVIDIA's continued rise due to AI technology interest, have also played a role in market trends, contrasting with some companies' less optimistic forecasts. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is currently over $67,000 and steadily climbing. Ethereum is nearing $4,000. And Solana is $145. Wow, what a week. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. TikTok has mobilized its extensive user base in a direct confrontation with Congress, aiming to derail a bill that seeks to sever the app's ties to China. The company issued alerts to users, specifically targeting those whose representatives are on the Energy and Commerce Committee, urging them to oppose what it described as a potential U.S. ban. This bill, necessitating ByteDance to divest TikTok or face exclusion from U.S. app stores, has prompted mixed reactions from congressional offices, with some dismissing the calls as lacking substance. Despite TikTok's efforts, the committee unanimously voted to advance the bill, illustrating the app's contentious standing and the government's intent to regulate its influence and operational ties. The situation reflects ongoing debates over digital privacy, foreign influence, and the balance between national security and free speech within the broader context of U.S.-China relations. And in entertainment news, Bob Marley, One Love, the musical biopic, surpassed expectations at the box office, drawing in $52 million over its opening holiday stretch, and is nearing $150 million globally after 3 weeks. Despite mixed critical reviews, audiences responded positively, awarding the film an A for cinema score, a validation that resonated with Ziggy Marley, the film's producer and Marley's son. The film's success echoes Bob Marley's own experience with music critics, underscoring a historical pattern where the public's reception diverges from critical appraisal. Paramount's strategic marketing and the film's authentic portrayal of Marley's life and music have been key factors in its success, showcasing the universal appeal of Bob Marley's legacy. The success of One Love reflects a growing audience demand for genuine storytelling and musical biopics, potentially influencing future projects within the genre and broader cinematic narratives focused on stories of color. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of National Women's Day, here's a quote from one of the funniest women alive.
I must have had at least 8 in my mouth. I couldn't talk.
Why'd you have to eat so many?
Because they're juji fruit. I like them. I didn't know it would start a chain reaction that would lead to the independent publishing.
Not to mention the end of Kramer's coffee table
book. You knew he had a cold. How'd you expect him to blow his nose? Yeah.
Do you know what's going on here? Can't you see what's happened? I've become George.
Don't say that.
It's true. I'm George.
You gotta watch out for those juji fruit. We love you, Julia. Have a great weekend, everyone.